merry, happy, joyous. In many churches today, there is no service. All gathered on Christmas Eve, and today many are on to the worldly aspects of Christmas. But I have always loved to come together again on Christmas Day. My kids haven't always loved it, but I have loved it. In our tradition, Christmas begins on Christmas Eve and flows into Christmas Day. Christmas Eve is like those anxious moments and hours before a child is delivered. There is the moment when the mother knows that it's time to get going. And then there is the running around, gathering the already, hopefully, packed suitcase, grabbing a coat, calling the doctor, getting to the car, all the while filled with eager anticipation and just trying to breathe. The race to the hospital, the running into the lobby where often there's paperwork to accomplish. And other times there is no time for paperwork, as the mom is plopped into a wheelchair and raced to the delivery room. Hearts are racing. A little fear is mixed with a lot of experience. Life will not change forever, and joy will be increased. Nurses, doulas, doctors attend, and the moment of delivery comes. And it all peaks with something like joy to the world. Today, Christmas Day, is a day to settle in. And just like the new parents, the mom and the baby, the next day the midwife and the doula leave. The guests and the grandparents have not yet arrived, and the new family sits back and tries to rest. And if this is a first child, there are things to learn. Which end does what? How to nurse, burp, hold. But the love comes flooding in. No one needs to learn that. Life will never again be the same. What child is this? So today, Christmas Day, is the settle-in day for us. We have received this newborn Savior. So what does that mean for our life from this day forward? If Jesus was the Word of God, as John's Gospel claims, then that Word came to us in human flesh and dwelt among us. What does that mean to us in our life today? That God loved humanity so incredibly much. That God came among us to live and die as one of us. What does that mean to us? Today we begin to figure that out. Today it is an enormously important thing that God lived and died as one of us. The violence and negativity in this world took God's word, God's son, and attempted to put him to death. And yet God's love raised Jesus from the dead so that we could live our lives knowing that death and darkness will never, ever have the final word. This passage from John's Gospel for Christmas Day does not have the cast of characters that Luke and Matthew's Gospel has. Instead, there is God, the Word, which is God, and John the Baptist. John the Baptist anchors Jesus in time and place and within a specific religious community. If you read this poem carefully, it feels as though there is some foreboding, that there is darkness in the world, and yet that light will come, that no darkness will ever extinguish. I know that for sure. Darkness comes, and in the midst of that darkness, there are numerous gifts of light that give us hope and widen our faith. People who have never met stop to chat and end up embracing. I have seen deep care and love for others in my ministry that renews my faith over and over and over again. John recognizes that the world is often in shadows of light and dark. We, as parents and grandparents and a community of faith, know that we bring a child into the world and spend a good deal of our time teaching them how to avoid the darkness, while desperately to bring as much light into their lives and the lives of others and those around them as possible. John's prologue acknowledges that incredible tension and reminds us that because the Word, because God has come to dwell among us, the darkness will never vanquish the light, no matter how dark it feels. One ancient commentator, Gregory of Nazianzus, has put this perfectly. The life that is light is chased by the darkness, but is not overtaken by it. Michael Bennett writes, "So while Christmas Day is a day replete with worry and foreboding, it is ultimately a day of hope." Verse 14 makes the promise explicit. The Word has encamped among us. We have seen glory, a glory full of grace and truth. And we receive that promise only in faith. John refuses to pin down our hopes to anything more specific than the one who was and is becoming the Word. Like parents of a newborn, we are startled that we should be released back into the world with such unexpected things that we cannot control. Should we not have to pass some test before we leave the hospital? Could a nurse come to live with us for a little while at least and show us what to do? Is there a list of rules to keep us all safe? No, there is just the child and our love for that child, his life and presence, and the promise of grace upon grace that unfolds as we enter the story and as we grow in the faith that will bring us light and hope and promise, that the Word dwells among us and is the light of the world, and the darkness will never, ever put it out. What does this story mean to you? Where has God's Word been working in your life? Where have you seen glimmers of light in the darkest places along the way of your life? Where has our God of light and love and hope been visible for you? As we settle into this world where evil seems to come again and again, where will you be God's Word to others? How will you bring light into the dark places in your own life, in the lives of those you love, and those you share daily life with? Where is God's Word speaking to you, speaking inside of you, and lighting the way for you to be light in the life of someone else? The child has come. The light is once again overcoming darkness. And the Word of God is waiting to be shared. If we each let the light that dwells within us shine forth and touch the lives of others in care, the world will one day be caring and affirming and safe and loving for us all, just as God intends. Amen.